Hey Chiefs fans, be sure to stay tuned to kcchiefs.com throughout the offseason. Right now, Chiefs insider Reed Farren reflects on the biggest moments from the 2013 season, as well as a look ahead to the key dates in 2014. Chiefs reporter Rachel Sanchi goes inside the lines with a statistical breakdown of the 2013 season, filling you in on single season and franchise records set by this year's squad. Finally, be on the lookout for our coverage from the Senior Bowl and Pro Bowl, as 65TPT travels across the U.S. to keep you posted on how your favorite Chiefs are doing in Hawaii and who the top prospects are for the 2014 draft. And remember, it's all right here on kcchiefs.com.
It's full speed ahead now. I guess I'm over it. At least I'll act like I am.
Yes.
With some Midwest Ford Dealers Chiefs live show and our final show of 2013. It actually now jumps us into 2014. Let's just go into it. Let's look first at the schedule. To me, it's going to be one of the most attractive, most difficult schedules in a decade. But, boy, for a home schedule to get a season ticket, unreal. Look at the schedule coming up.
Yeah, it's amazing. When you look at what's going on there, New England, the Jets, Tennessee, St. Louis, Seattle, you've got San Francisco's away, but you talked about how difficult the schedule is. 144 and 113 is the overall record of the teams. You've got only, 11 teams that are 8-8 or better. So really amazing things that went on, and it's not going to be easy. But we talked about it earlier. Coming in this year, you looked at the schedule and you thought things were going to be a little bit more difficult also. Now that division tanked, and it'll be interesting. Things happen all the time.
You look at the rest of the playoffs, Denver's still in it, New England's still in it, San Diego's still in it, San Francisco's still in it, Seattle's still in it. It's a very real possibility that the two Super Bowl teams will be on the Chiefs' schedule next year and coming to Arrowhead Stadium, maybe both of them. So that will be interesting. Now let's go in and take a look at the unrestricted free agents. This always becomes a big deal, and this is where John Dorsey becomes center stage with the bright lights on him. And this is where all of that experience that he had with Ted Thompson and Ron Wolf and Green Bay and the unrestricted free agents. What about the decisions that have to be made?
You know, it's interesting because this game, the commodity is human and it has feelings, and that doesn't go unnoticed from John Dorsey and what's going on. He talks about the fact of when he has to make cuts, it's the toughest day ever. Well, when you're signing free agents and dealing with stuff, you're looking at their talent, how old they're getting, how many years they have left, what their salary cap is, would be, has been in the past, deserves to be, all kinds of different things, and you have to weigh all that in, and that's something that you just don't decide in a day or two. You've really got to dive deep into it. So they've got a lot of difficult decisions to make, no doubt about it.
Well, as we look at the list, there are some critical decisions to be made. Brandon Albert, who was the franchise tag, let's be honest, last year, so his cap number is somewhere close to $10 million. It was last year. Tyson Jackson is an unrestricted free agent. Also, Dexter McCluster. We just looked at Dexter before the break, going to the Pro Bowl. And then Jeff Schwartz. Those are the four guys to me that kind of jumps off the page where you've got to make some key decisions.
You do. The one that really jumps to me is Jeff Schwartz, because I think he did a fabulous job this year. I mean, you'd see him sometimes play guard, and then with the way we were doing things, he'd have to move out to tackle for a play. He's played on the left side as well. I honestly think he's a guy that can play each and every position, but the last eight games and then the playoffs, I think he started six of those at right guard. So he did some really good things. And to me, he helped stabilize the line a lot. And I think there's a leadership factor there also, having been in the league 5 years. And you don't hear a lot about him, and then you get up around him, and this is a big, hulking man that does a really, really nice job. So, to me, that's the biggest one. Certainly that notwithstanding, Brandon Albert, who was the franchise player, like you said, there's a cap issue there that you have to deal with, and then the fact is he made the Pro Bowl this year as well.
I want to ask you about Donald Stevenson, and sometime in this offseason, go back and look at the San Diego game there, if you can find the video, because I think that becomes a very interesting video to watch and look at the key guys who played in that game and nearly beat San Diego's varsity. Donald Stevenson, to me, his emergence and what he did at the end of the year, how encouraging was that?
Very encouraging, because he started seven games at left tackle, then he starts the playoff game at right tackle, just coming right over from the week before that. And how he played, I believe he gave up one sack in that whole time. That's huge. And just the ability, I mean, it's not easy to move from one side to the other during a season, let alone game to game. He was fabulous. And then the other thing I like about him that as a tackle is he has a nastiness to him. And as an offensive lineman, an offensive line coach, you love your lineman to have a nastiness to them. He'll push you down, and he'll make sure you understand what's going on as well.
And in the free agent discussion, I know it doesn't seem like it fits, but it kind of does, and that is the development of the rookie class of 2013. Eric Fisher, we saw Niall Davis emerge. We didn't see Travis Kelce other than St. Joe. Mm-hmm. And if he comes back now, I'm telling you, you've got a super weapon there. Cummings at safety becomes key. What happens with Nico Johnson? Mike Catapano. And then the Magnificent Seven really enter that discussion as well. What did you see there, and how does that affect your free agent decisions?
Well, I'm just going to talk to the two, Cummings and Kelce. Those two, to me, have to step up this year. They had some unfortunate injuries, of course, and didn't get to play. Kelce, he can be a game changer, what he can do, because of how big he is and how he can stretch the seams and do some big things, and he's got hands. I mean, he catches the ball. And then Cummings, I think he has a chance to do some things at safety and help that position because he's a big rangy guy who takes good angles. So that was something that they liked about him coming out. He has played some corners well, but I think safety is his position. Those are the two big ones in my mind.
And there's some other free agent guys like Josh Martin.
Right.
Rookie free agent.
Played really well at San Diego.
Ah, it was awesome to watch him on tape. Okay, we'll see how all that kind of comes together, but it also leads us and where you want to be with us on KCChiefs.com throughout the entire year. We don't rest here because we're going to be going to the Senior Bowl. And the Senior Bowl this year, the Chiefs will be drafting in the bottom third, we know, because they made the playoffs. What do you see as priorities and positions as you look at the Senior Bowl and who you could pick in the first round or the third round? Chiefs won't have the second with the Alex Smith trade. But let's just look at first round, lower third. What are you looking at?
You know what? I'm interested to see who's coming out and see how people perform, but I certainly think an inside backer is something that you're at least keeping your eyes on to be sure. And then, of course, you're going to look at either safety or corner because you always want to fortify the defensive backfield. And I think wide receiver is something that you'd be looking at as well. And then QB, at some point in time, it's always a commodity in the NFL. We're set at QB, but the fact is if there's somebody good there in the lower rounds, you always at least entertain the thought.
And what John Dorsey did along with Ron Wolf and also Ted Thompson in Green Bay was they always looked at the quarterback position.
Yes.
Keep in mind, even if they don't fit into your plan, they become a commodity to add to your roster. But the wide receiver position's intriguing to me. And there are some good wide receivers. Just stay tuned. We'll talk about that because we'll also go to the combine. And you will have coverage here on KCChiefs.com. But I think a receiver to stretch the field, you look at the A.J. Greens of the world, the Andre Johnsons of the world, the Reggie Waynes of the world. Let's be honest, Kendall. This franchise hasn't really had one since Otis Taylor. I'm sorry. If you find that guy, it makes all the difference in the world.
It does, because if you have a guy that, like you said, stretches the field and that you have to cover, you have to play over the top. You cannot single him. If you have that type of player, then that just makes it better for everybody else on the field as well.
And I think athleticism, it's safety. If they're going to play the way they play with the press cover underneath, I look at the Seattle safeties, and to me, those guys become the prototypes. What about athleticism at safety and why it's required?
Well, when you talk about safety, to me, it's angles. Do you take the proper angles and play over the top? Because this is a very aggressive defense that Bob Sutton has, and we like it, but you have to have the proper people there. And if you see somebody in the draft that you really think can help you out, that's something you have to consider as well.
This has been a long, tough run, but it's been enjoyable to take the ride with you and with all of you, and we get great comments from you. Also, we want you to take notice of the names that when we give the credits on this show, because they work so very hard to make this happen for all of you to help your life as a Chiefs fan. For Kendall Gammon, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs. Get ready for 2014, because Big Red is headed in the right direction.